Hey, it's the podcast. If you're a regular podcaster, you know that there is not a lot of chit-chat on Friday's podcast.
So here's the podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Yep.
Getting to know you.
This is an institution of learning, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here!
I'm a Celeb is still on the telly. We are loving it.
But just bear with me for a second.
Ryan, who was originally on Married at First Sight, is on there.
I'm Ryan Gallagher. I'm a trade.
And he's been playing tonsil hockey with Charlotte.
Done.
Who was on Geordie Shore years ago.
Absolutely mortal.
It was sad, though, because Ryan got voted out and had to leave his love behind.
I have really fallen for Charlotte. I would love to just see what happened outside of this.
If we're not going to leave here and never speak again, are we?
No.
But I'll live in England.
I wouldn't not be against going over there.
I learned he has it for her so bad, he's happy to wait.
Are you going
to
stay in Africa until she gets out?
I am, yeah.
Aww. Cutie.
Yeah, he wants to get away when she gets out. Oh, Matt and I, come on. He's in Australia watching her come out of the jungle 2 days after he leaves. He's like, if I had stuck around, I had that sweet bungalow in Africa.
I'll go with the romantic part.
It's very lovely, Ryan.
It's very lovely of you.
You're a beautiful man.
Such a gentleman.
But when Charlotte joined us on the show, it really felt like maybe she's not as keen anymore. You said he's in the room next door. Can we just get one more on-air pash live in this interview from the two of you? Can you just run in and...
I just can't do that. Can you? What about you kiss each other and pretend it was me? Why don't you have a three-way kiss?
Ooh. I mean, if you're in.
Who are you talking to?
You two.
Us.
Yeah, well, I've asked Charlotte to do it, so it's only fair
moving.
That if she
you
gives me.
You gotta come over here.
We kissed on stage at your roast.
Yeah, I know.
We kissed at R&B Friday.
No, I think I'm done.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Your beard scratches.
I will just kiss Abby, though, if she's interested.
You're up, Tiger.
Yeah, whatever.
Jesus.
I don't want to go to school. 5 more minutes.
Oh, back to school week. So good. On Tuesday, we learnt the name that the teachers were hoping wouldn't be on their class roll.
Yeah, two names in particular. Noah and Jaden.
Noah and Jaden.
The number one name is Jaden.
Really?
There you go.
Brayden, Jaden, Hayden, Zayden.
But you know what? As a teacher, it's so easy to put your teacher's voice on. Brayden, Zayden, Jaden, sit down. It was also a big day for Abs. Her little boy Jagger was going into prep. Abby, you're at school now for Jagger's first day.
Yeah, I am, and it's raining, which is pretty good because I am crying and I've never cried before. I mean, I didn't miss any. but yeah.
Before you know it, they've graduated and they're moving out.
Yeah, and then they'll get a girlfriend I don't like and blah, blah.
Don't worry, she won't like you either. That's the way it works.
I know.
She was worried about him, but we learned that he had a great day.
Jagger, how was your first day at school?
Good.
What was your favourite part?
Going in the playground.
What's your teacher's name?
Mr. Doyle.
Mrs. Doyle. Mrs. Doyle.
Yeah, Mrs. Doyle.
Did she have to tell anyone off today?
Yes.
Was that you?
No, other people's.
Were you a good boy today?
Yes.
And did you learn anything?
Yes.
What did you learn?
I don't know.
You don't
Mom,
know?
I love you, Mum and Dad, and I got something for you.
Don't fart on my head. That's gross. It's not funny.
Now let me take you back about 12 months.
Ashley Barty wins her maiden Grand Slam singles title.
We asked if anyone out there knew her and we got pretty close.
My husband, he played with her in the under-10s and he beat her. So he tells everybody now it's his claim to fame.
Dan, good morning.
Do you take the under-10s part out?
Definitely I take the under-10s part out because she was 10, but I was 16.
Do you remember the score of the set?
She won the first set and someone had to come pick her up early and she had to forfeit. So
this is the best story I've ever heard.
Fast forward a year and we thought it'd be a great idea to surprise Ash with a rematch.
She's the world number one.
Game, set, match, party.
Obliterating her opposition.
Party seals the deal.
All except one.
Dan from Oxley.
The rematch the world has been waiting for.
Ash Barty versus Dan from Oxley.
Ash. How you going?
Nice to meet you.
Good. I don't know whether you remember me. We actually used to play together at Richlands.
There we go.
So, yes, and I've been saying that I beat you one time.
Did you?
Yes.
Did I beat you one time?
Many times.
Okay. Then that's all right then. I'll take it.
So, did Dan from Oxley take down world number one Ash Barty?
Come on, Dan. You're supposed to be taught, mate. You're not doing anything.
Of course he didn't.
That was good. I think I got my revenge, though, from when I was 9 years old, so I'm happy with that.
Oh, yeah, look, it never was going to be good. I was a bit rusty, yeah.
A bit rusty, mate.
Dan, you played 3 points and you sound like you had a four-hour game.
She improved much, Dan?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Her forehand's come a long way.
Yeah.
Got to work on your serve too, buddy.
Oh, I got one serve in.
That's what I've learnt this week, and you can catch up on all of it again in the podcast, hit105.com.au.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Can you make a hotline ring? You can ask us anything.
We're going to pay your credit card bill at 7 o'clock. Quickly register, hit105.com.au.
13 10 60, first calls, would love to chat to you. We did ask for Jaden's because a lot of school teachers called up and said in their classrooms, Jaden's are always the naughty ones. Mm. We just wanted to test that. We do have Jaden. Morning.
Good morning, how are you?
We're good. Maddie, get the dump button ready.
Are you a naughty Jaden or are you a good boy Jaden?
Oh, that actually depends on what kind of class I was in at the time.
Uh-huh, okay.
So you were easily influenced?
Not so much. I was the influencer when I was at school, to be honest with you.
Yeah, right. So are you saying you start in the life cycle of a Jaden, you start out bad, but then you come good at a certain age?
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely the right way to go about it.
So you're a good boy now?
Yes, definitely, 100%.
What do you do for work now, Jaden?
I'm actually a labourer for an elevator company at the moment.
Oh, cool.
So hard-working man.
Yes, definitely.
No criminal record?
No criminal record, no.
Why was there a pause?
There was a pause there.
No, we believe it.
There was a pause.
Yeah, there was a bit of a pause. But it's my driving history that kind of got me
in trouble. Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine. So what you're saying is, should we lay off the Jadens? Jadens aren't as bad as people have been saying.
At first, don't lay off them. On them, give them a bit of a hard time to make them pull their head out of their butt a little bit. Yeah. But other than that, they do come good.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can always drop the Den.
Jay.
Just Jay.
Jay, you know, if you feel.
Yeah.
Or drop the Jay.
Well, no, I think I hear what he's saying. He's saying,
go hard on them first and they will become the good Jaden.
Don't give up. If you give up on a Jaden, then they go bad, but they have the potential to be good. All right? So good on you, Jadens. We believe in you.
Rachel and Kalanga have been looking for someone born on a leap year.
Hi, good morning.
When do you celebrate your birthday? We want to know most years.
Okay, so Mum has a theory that if I didn't come out on the 29th, it's always the 1st of March. So, yeah, 1st of March for me, though I did went to school with another girl who does the 28th of Feb. So I really think it's up to the parentals what they decided.
And Maddie was asking, how does it work when it's your 18th birthday? Do you have to go to the bar? Can you go to the bar on the 28th or do you have to wait for the 1st? Is it on your birth certificate as the 1st?
No, it's still the 29th. Mm. I don't know, actually.
Right.
Great question. I can't even remember back that far. It was so long ago.
No, it was only 8 years.
I remember at my 18th, I was standing at the door of the nightclub from like 11:45 to hand over the ID and go in. And you guys would never be able to do that, would you?
Yeah, there are ways around that in New Zealand.
Oh, wow. There are.
Yeah, I don't think many girls waited until they were 18 to when be able I said to go that, in. Yeah. I celebrated my birthday and they thought it was my 21st because we'd been going there for a year and a bit.
Wow.
Yeah. Because they were like, what's a big deal? Why are you guys having a big party?
So how old would you technically be? Because you haven't been, if your birthday is the 29th, if you only counted the times it was the 29th, how old would you be now?
Okay, so this year I'm turning the big 10.
Wow. Double digits!
God, you drink a lot for a 10-year-old.
You should have a 10th birthday party. Mm. Like, you should have what they would have. You should have a pony, Rachel.
Oh, now listen, we're not going to tell you this person's name, but they do work here at Hit 105. Mm. They don't want to be known because it's bad for business, but anonymous Hit 105 employee, you are in quarantine right now for the coronavirus.
Hey, guys, I am. How's it going?
Yeah, well, good. How's it going with you?
I'm fine on paper, but everyone's telling me I'm sick, so but I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I'm having a cup of Joe. No flu, no symptoms as of yet.
So you're in isolation, obviously, just because you're over in China, so it's suggested to, but no illnesses. Did you come in contact with anyone that was?
No, I was in Shanghai, which is about... Yeah, it's about 900 k's from where the outbreak was in Wuhan. So no, I didn't come in contact with anyone. But
just try not to cough while you talk, mate. It's just better.
We wanted to know if you do you just get sick pay? Are you still getting paid?
Yeah. So paid to work from home for 2 weeks.
Great.
So it's a dream.
Not even coming out of your sick pay. You're just getting normal pay to sit there on the laptop.
Yeah, pretty much. Sit there on the laptop and the phone and call a few people. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Living the dream.
You went to New York and we saw all the photos, so that's going to be pretty hard to...
Went to Chinatown.
Yeah, Chinatown, yeah.
But on a serious note, you were visiting family. Are your family okay over there?
Yeah, Dad's still over there. Mm. He works over there. He's fine as well, but it was all pretty chill when I was there, but he's still there and it's getting pretty hardcore at the moment. Mm. You can't sort of like go into a Starbucks or go into a grocery shop without... a mask on.
Right.
When are they going to let you out and let you come back to work?
2 weeks. So 14 days without, seeing anyone.
And right. So what day will you be back in here? We just want to know. So we've got our hazmat suits.
Jeez.
Next Friday.
Okay. Next Friday?
Next Friday.
Big you get to come back on a Friday and then have the weekend. You're living the dream.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I love coronavirus.
Said no one ever. Mm. Yes.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's terrible.
Yes. Good on you.
Yeah, good save.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
I finally moved out.
Packing up and moving.
Move out.
As you know, I have a 17-year-old son, soon to be 18, yes.
What happens after 17?
Yeah. in March. So the 28th of March, write that down in your calendar, by the way. We're going out.
I don't think we should go to the party.
No, I don't think he wants us there.
Why? No. His party's on the 4th of April. You guys are invited to his 18th birthday.
I want to get an invite from him, not his dad.
Mm.
I want to be in the cool group, not with the family section.
Oh, well, that's going to be up to you.
I'll message
him.
Get there.
Yeah, you message him and find out. But you guys are invited to his 18th birthday. The weekend before is also going to be his first night out in the valley.
Uh-huh.
That I'll come to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to do that as well. And I said to him, are you sure you want me to come to that? Like, is that going to be for you and your friends? He said, are you going to pay? I said, if I'm invited, yes, I will. So...
But he might ditch
champagne's
people?
All round, boys.
No, for him. I'm not shouting you guys.
You sound like you're paying for everyone.
You sound like you're paying for everyone, though. Yeah.
No, no, no. No, I'm going to pay for him.
Where's he going?
Don't know.
Okay.
I don't know where to go.
Where do you suggest?
Oh, there's lots of bars and stuff in town.
Yeah. This is a guy who hasn't gone out and used.
Heaps.
We'll follow him around, probably.
Mm.
But the other thing he's been discussing, and he's studying at James C. Academy this year, so he's going to be a uni student. But he said when he finishes that, he's like, oh, I'm going to start thinking about moving out. I'm like, okay, do you understand what that involves? He goes, yeah, just get a couple of mates and we'll find an apartment and we'll be good to go. I said, who's going to bring furniture? He said, I don't know, we'll work that out then. I said, are you going to have enough money to pay for power? I said, well, how are you going to pick your flatmates? You need to remember that the relationships of flatmates are very different to family, you know?
Mm.
He's like, oh, no, it'll be fine, Dad. It'll be great. It'll be a good old time.
Yeah.
And I want to compile right now from people who've been through the flatmate experience on 13 10 60. I want to know your struggles of when you first moved out. Wow. What did you struggle through? So much.
Lack of privacy was hard. Because you kind of go, it's party, party, party. But if you're the time that doesn't want a party, then you just look bad. So you're forced into party.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought that rent was like not... like
not compulsory.
Compulsory. There were some weeks that you were struggling.
It was a suggestion.
They would be a little bit more lenient. And I can tell you that eviction notices come quicker than you could possibly imagine. They don't even post them. They hand deliver them. That's my warning.
It's not like when you owe your mate $50 and you say, hey, I'll give it to you next week.
No.
LJ Hooker want it then.
I would say lower your standards of living.
Yes, especially like when, the food.
Yeah, the food. When I moved out with my mate, Francie, we didn't have any plates, so we used plastic cutlery and plates, which did cut down on the dishes time. Mm-hmm. And we had one pot.
And what did you cook with?
The pot.
Shower beavers was my biggest thing.
What?
Shower beavers. Because I lived with a girl first, and then my mate who I lived with second had long hair, and the sink plug.
Well, that's getting you ready for later in life, though.
Just like I couldn't believe you'd see like you would see one strand of hair on the sink plug, and you just pick it out, and then like a meter of hair.
Did you share a bathroom with your sisters though?
And your mum? Didn't you have any of your mum's or sisters' beavers?
Yeah, but you got to remember, mum cleaned. When you're in as a roommate, you know, you're not cleaning as free. You're the one doing the cleaning. Mm-hmm. That, my friend, is a struggle.
The washing.
And toilet paper becomes an argument.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if a guy has to say to me one more time that I lived with, I do my poo at work, so I'm not contributing for the toilet paper. No, are you serious?
But that's fair enough.
I'm like, you're using it for other things. Don't give me that.
13, 10, 16.
Sorry, just took me straight back there.
The secret's out. 13, 10, 60. The struggles of moving out. I'm compiling this to play to my son so he knows what he's in for.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
I finally moved out.
Packing up and moving.
Move out. Putting together a list right now for my 17-year-old son who thinks after he wraps up his uni course that he's going to just head out. It's going to be sweet. He'll be living the life, him and his mates, flatting. But everyone knows who's been there for the first time that it is hell.
You are allowed to move back once, I believe, if you move out. You're allowed to go, wasn't for me yet.
It depends. And move back once. I have plans for the bed. He's got the biggest bedroom downstairs.
You're such a liar. You're always going to have a room for him.
I was going to turn it into a media room. That has space for a bed in case my widow boy wants to go home.
13, 10, 60, what do you want to add to the list? And Matt in Alex Hills, what did you find out when you moved out of home?
Look, I moved in with my two best friends at the time, and it literally tore us apart. So my advice would probably be not to move in with your best friends.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah.
What was the issues?
Just, you know, you learn things about people when you live with them that you didn't know. And, you know, just how messy some people can be. And it really gets on your nerves. And that does take a toll on a friendship.
Did you, once you moved out from each other, did you become mates again? Or that was the end of it?
Yeah, it sort of was never really the same, you know. You sort of learn those things about those people and go, oh, you know, you're a bit grubby. Oh, I don't know about you.
Yes, I believe that. You just can't see them in the same light. And in Bribey Island, what do you want to add to the list?
Well, I moved out about 19 for the first time with this girl that I worked with. So I thought I knew her pretty well, but I didn't. She was quite bossy and rude and just a bit selfish when it came to, like, washing clothes. Like, she would wash all of her clothes and none of mine. And we had, like, a single garage, and it was always a battle of who was going to park in the garage and not out on the street.
And so you never decided who would pay the extra rent for the garage? We always did that when there was an ensuite. You always had to pay more rent.
But when you think you get along well with someone, you don't think of all those things. No. You're like, we're good friends. It's all just going to come naturally. So you don't think about all those rules until you move in with another person and you go, I've learned. By the way, we need to get a cleaner.
I had a couple I lived with, and they had this ugly rug that I hated. They left it out. They always put it down on the floor in the lounge room. So they would go to work. I would roll it up and put it in the cupboard. By the time I'd gotten home, they'd put it back out, roll it back out. We never spoke of it. For 6 months, we never spoke about the rug. We just continued every day for 6 months to put it in the cupboard and pull it back out.
Really, you would have the biggest complaint of an ugly rug.
Ugly it was
living with a couple, disgusting. Nothing else, nothing of the noise, of the mess or anything, but I just feel like the decor wasn't
there. It was disgusting. It was if you saw the rug, you'd be on my side.
Okay, all right. Nicholas in Regent's Park, rugs aside, what are some of the issues about moving out?
Yeah, mate, I recommend just don't move out, period. Because when I moved out, I had to sell my TV to pay for my car. I had no rent money and all this other sort of stuff happened. And don't move out of home. You've got to spend as much time as you can with your loved ones because the coronavirus is in Australia right now.
Yeah, all right.
So when you moved back, did your parents say, I told you so, or they just went, that's all right, we were expecting it?
Well, I've moved back with my old man twice, so he sort of needs to get rid of me, so...
Yeah, right. So you're living there now. You're 24. What age are you expecting to move out?
Well, hopefully soon, but it's not going to happen because there's a lot of stuff going on in Australia right now and I want to spend a lot of time with my loved ones.
Yeah, see, what Nicholas is doing here is he's building his case. So when his dad says, why are you moving out, he's just trying to use the coronavirus
and plus,
as an excuse.
That sounds better when you're dating. Why are you living at home? Oh, with everything going on, I want to spend more time with my loved ones. So you're living at home only because I love them.
Only until my bunker's complete.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Australia's biggest social experiment is back.
Married at First Sight.
Married at First Sight.
Your news feed is about to be full and your husband's going to pretend like he doesn't watch it, but he does. John Aiken, Married at First Sight relationship specialist. You guys are back on Monday at 7:30.
We certainly are, guys, and there'll be a bit of everything for everyone in there.
Will there be love, John?
Oh, there's always a bit of love because the whole experiment is based on a fairy tale. So we've got to have love stories in there. Mm. Otherwise, it's just it's car crash.
We don't want that. Well, we did have an success last year. Mm-hmm. Martha and Michael are still together.
Martha and Michael are still together. Cam and Jules took it to another level and got married.
Yep, they did.
And we have Erin and Bryce from, I think, Series 3. So we've actually got three couples that are still together from this experiment over six seasons.
From last year, John, do you still keep in touch with Inez and just see where she's at, you know, here and there?
You know what, the individuals, the participants that go on this experiment, they tend to go off and do their own thing afterwards. Yeah, okay. So if we bump into them, we're always great to say hello, but generally speaking, we don't have a lot to do with them after it finishes.
Are we still calling it an experiment? Like, you've said that five times already now, isn't it? It is what it is now, isn't it?
Well, look, I tell you what, it's an experiment in the fact that we don't know what's going to happen when we press play and we put them in there for 10 weeks. It's unpredictable, and this year, look, there are three big bombshells that go off that we haven't seen before. We've got our first lesbian couple getting married, and also Lizzie's coming back from last year, so plenty to sink your teeth into.
You guys were on the hunt for someone transgender this year. Did that not go through because there wasn't anyone suitable, or...?
It's very hard to, like, for instance, the lesbian couple this year. You know, in previous seasons, we've tried to get a match, but the pool of people just wasn't there. So every year we're looking for more diversity and a greater pool of people. We had 15,000 apply this year. Mm-hmm. Wow. Hopefully we get more and more, and that allows us to sort of create different matches.
It must be hard to sort through the people that just want to be Instagram famous because you know that so many of them become famous from it. Mm. Jessica with a K does really well. We talk about Inez. Is that getting harder for you, or is there one thing that you look for that you can just tell?
Oh, look, to be honest, anyone who's looking to find love over 10 weeks on a number one reality show in front of 2 million people a night, there is a part of them that can cope with TV and notoriety. That's all there with all of them. But what we're really looking for is, you know, their drive to find love, what their backstory is, and also they've got to be different, whether it's ages and looks or cultures. So there's all sorts of things that we look at above and beyond whether they can cope with the cameras during the experiment and afterwards.
Now, you're not just a relationship specialist on the telly. You've got your own practice and you do it as a job in the off-season. Is there ever a couple that you meet where they come in and you can just tell they're there to fix things but you know they shouldn't be together? Like, are you allowed to say, actually, you guys should break up?
You wouldn't go so far as to tell them exactly that. What you'd say is, look, you're talking to each other with real hostility. There's contempt there, personal attacks. Mm. You know, you're drinking lots of alcohol. You're now having affairs. All of these are ingredients that would say to me that you're going to break up. So unless you turn this around fast and do things differently, you're not going to last. So that's how you'd put it to them.
Do you reckon every couple can find a way to turn it around if there was love there in the start?
Yeah, I think they can do it, and couples consistently surprise me along the way. But they've really got to be motivated, because you just can't cruise along and keep doing old patterns that hold you back. You've got to shake it up and be motivated, and that's where it falls over for a lot of people. It gets too hard. And even in the experiment, you know, something like lack of chemistry, you know, they can bail very early.
Because I, you know, Esther and I have had recently, we've been communicating really badly. Esther's my wife, by the way, John.
Yes.
We went through like a little phase where everything turned into an argument. And even when you weren't.
But that's the contempt as well. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, when nothing had happened, it just seemed to be for some point in our relationship, everything felt like an attack from each person either way. Even when nothing's happened, how do you work through that? Like, what are the things you can say to each other that stop the rub, you know?
Well, look, I'm going to put it down to this. What you want to tell her is, Esther, I miss you.
Oh.
And when you say that, she's going to soften, and she's going to probably say exactly the same thing. You know what? I haven't seen you for ages. You're working too hard. We don't connect as often as we used to, and now we're just arguing any chance we get. So what you do is kick it off by saying you miss her, and then after that, you say, right, let's make a priority to start connecting on little things throughout the day. And what you're going to find is you're going to stop arguing and you're going to get that connection going again.
That's good. That would get me.
Does that work with workmates?
It just worked for me with John. By the way. I was like, I miss you too.
Might be a bit
too,
creepy,
man.
But hey, yeah.
It will, going into it will work. Contract negotiations. Damon, I've missed you.
Hey, well, John, hang there one second. When we come back, we've actually got some of the questions that were asked to the contestants this year. We're surprised by them. We want to get your vibe on them, okay?
Beautiful. Can't wait.
All right, stand by. John Aiken, the Married at First Sight relationship specialist, is on the air.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Two.
Australia's biggest social experiment is back.
Married at First Sight.
Married at First Sight.
Yeah, 7:30 Monday kicks off again. And right now we're talking to John Aiken. He is one of the Married at First Sight relationship specialists.
Hey, I tried to get one of the girls here at work to apply. So I have an application form. And I just wanted to run through a couple of the questions that they asked, because I was a bit surprised. And I know that you're not initially involved with the casting. You get a pool of people and then you need to pair them up.
Yeah.
But one of the first questions in it, on going married at first sight, is what is your current relationship status? Is it single, married, partner, steady boyfriend or girlfriend, divorced or widowed or other?
Well, we're covering all bases there, aren't we?
Would you take someone that was married?
We're just trying to get a bit of a back. That's right. If you're going on it and you're still married and still living at home, then that is a problem. But generally speaking, what I'd say is that, they try and get as much background information as they can, particularly, if you've been married, if you've got kids, a gay, lesbian relationship. They're just trying to get a feel for, because we're looking for very different stories from everybody that comes into it.
Yeah, because it did seem like it was a focus, and I know people have come out and said that they were asked about whether they would be happy to marry someone transgender, and on the application form it did sort of say, please advise the type of person you're matched with, that you want to be matched with, opposite sex, same sex, transgender, intersex, or other, or you can list more than one option. But then they kept going on to find out a background about whether they've ever been with someone with transgender. I know you say it's trying to get a diverse, but would have that been up front at the start of who they were marrying?
Would it have been up front? I don't know all the ins and outs of all of the production side of things. But we see, because there's 15,000 that apply, so we're only seeing the cream of the crop. Mm. But I guess at the end of the day, what they're trying to do is get as much as they can from the people that are applying, and then looking at what's available. I mean, we have our first lesbian couple this year. we didn't have it last year because we just simply didn't have the pool of people. And these questions are trying to get...
We assume this is the information that you're using to pick the people. So we're like, we think, John, that you're writing these questions down, going, get me one of these.
Yeah. Yeah, well, these are questions that probably, you know, you best be asking production because they'll be able to give you a greater view of all of the procedures before they get to us.
We really put you on the spot always, don't we, John?
He loves coming on here.
Oh, you always do, but that's fine. I mean, people want to know, you know, what happens, how they get to us, and why we match them and all that sort of stuff.
One more thing I will ask you about, and it did say if you've got any medical condition, and it does say including mental illness within the last 5 years. Has that become more of a concern with you because of the contestants after they leave, if they're not seen in a light that they expected? They do say it's mental illness, and I'm sure as a professional you get concerned of that.
Oh, look, we've always had that as a number one priority right from day one of series one. So we know that we're dealing with matters of the heart, and therefore people can get triggered, and there's a lot of deep feelings that get involved. And so we have teams that support them before, during, and after the experiment. And also on top of that, we have social media teams that prep them before they go in and support them throughout, because that's a major part of it now that can be not just brutal for the participants, but also for the experts.
Is it true that there is a hotline specifically for them? They get given a phone number that's a helpline just for the contestants to call after?
Yeah, they have full teams that are supporting them 24/7.
Wow.
It's very, very important, and it's a key part of the show, and it's something that we take very seriously and have done right from, you know, the first series.
Well, John, we know you're a busy man this morning, so I think we've grilled you enough. We'll let you go, and we'll be talking to you very soon. Thanks for coming on, buddy. Nice to talk to you.
Looking forward to it, guys. Enjoy the series.
No, you can breathe now. You know we're big fans. We get very invested.
We love you.
There love he is. You too, yeah, he's
gone. He's gone.
Oh, he's miss you.
John Aiken, Married at First Sight relationship specialist. It is back. It's the biggest show in the country, Married at First Sight, 7:30 Monday. Stav, Abby and Matt.
Stav, Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
On Monday, we're going to play Alpha Bucks. We give you the letter to practice for Alpha Bucks. If you're a regular podcaster, you know at this point in the podcast, we don't have the letter and it usually just says
TV. It's L for Larry.
Woo!
Oh, it's a new year.
There you go.
Our producer just gave you the F you, bitch.
Oh, well, consistency is key. We'll see what happens next Friday.
At Keystar Auto World, you're the star. 7 big brands and 4 big locations in the Moreton Bay region.
Stav, Abby and Matt's $10,000 Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks.
You know the game plays at 8 o'clock every morning for $10,000, but at 6:30 and 7:30 we reveal answers. So listen all morning to make it easier to win some sweet, sweet cash.
Jamie from Yatla, have you been listening for Sweet Sweet Cash to find some answers?
I've got the letter, but I haven't got the
answers.
No.
Right. So you know that it's O for Oscar?
O for Oscar?
Yeah. Okay. Well, good luck. You know that you get $50 for each correct answer, and if you can't think quickly, you do say pass, and you can't repeat the same answer.
Too easy. Thank you very much.
All right.
Let's do this.
All right. Okay. We'll do it then, Jamie. Let's do it. Your time will start when I finish the first question, which is, name something you eat at breakfast time.
Oats.
Name something that's hot.
Pass.
Name an adjective.
Pass.
Name a music group.
Pass.
Name a Subway topping.
Onion.
Name a US city.
Ottawa.
Name something you can wear.
Pass.
Name a genre of music.
Opera.
Ooh, yeah, I'll give you opera.
You got opera? Now,
is Ottawa Canada?
Oh, I didn't get many there. That was hard.
So what do we get? $200.
No, $150.
$150.
Oh, okay. $100.
Thank you.
There's a few you passed on quickly. Something that's hot, you could have oven. You could have had old as an adjective. Music group, Oasis or One Direction. A US city, you could have had Orlando. And something you wear, you could have had overalls.
Overalls, too.
Yeah.
Bad luck. Or a one-piece swimsuit. You sound like a one-piece swimsuit kind of guy, Jamie.
more of a budgie smugglers fan.
Yeah,
that's still one piece,
show
baby.
Off, buddy.
Stav, Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
I've had enough. I'm pretty sure Stav's had enough.
I've
and our listeners
here
have definitely had enough.
Enough is enough.
They deserve better.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to know where your commitment lies, Matthew, because you have made some big statements and they're all with sporting,
mm-hmm.
we would say, and we have requested for you not to support who you do. Because if you remember last year going into the football finals, yep. you made this statement.
I reckon that the Lions will win the grand final and the Broncos will win the grand final. 2019 is a year that everyone's going to get tattooed.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah, you went on and on and on and on about it. We think we can remember that, obviously, the Broncos last game.
Yeah.
And the Lions were doing so well until you decided to
jumped
support
on the bandwagon.
Them.
And then, it was disappointing. I was keen to get a tat.
After you screwed that up and they were out, you said this.
I reckon the Raiders have got it, mate.
Can you go for the other team, mate? Because
yeah,
you went for the Lions and you said the Broncos. So go for another team so that Jason can actually win.
Yeah, go for the other team, Matty, yeah.
It had been years for them. I like the idea of a sporting fairy tale.
Yeah, but you didn't know. You kept backing them. We requested, do not support them. And you went, nah, I'm going to. And you went even harder. And then yesterday you made this about our local girl.
Ash Barty, the Ipswich local. She's going to be the first woman in like 23 years to win the Australian Open. First Australian woman.
I hope this is a new you, because last year when you backed something, it wasn't great.
Yeah, it's true.
You're like a reverse psychic, because obviously we all know the terrible news of what happened yesterday afternoon.
Kenan breaks Aussie hearts. Not the performance Barty would have wanted today. Her first Grand Slam semi-final at home, and the pressure, it was immense.
I don't see any sort of consistent link between any of those losses.
We don't want your support.
We don't want it.
I've said to you, I sent you a text saying go for the Cowboys. I don't care, go for any team, but not the Broncos. And if you could please, I don't want to hear any support for the Lions. I don't want you to bring them down. Don't go the opposite way and throw your bum in the corner and do, I'm going to be, boo them. Just don't support them. Neutral would be
neutral.
Great. I mean, maybe this is going to be a New South Wales win for game.
Yeah, use your powers for good instead of evil. Yeah,
support 97.3. Okay. Go for it, man.
I have been for the last 3 years.
You've been supporting us, and I want you to support other team. Lock them in.
Okay,
Trump,
so hang on.
Support Trump.
He
actually does. Wait a minute. Oh, my God, this is confusing. But
What happens is when I support something,
you're the kiss
bad
of death.
Things happen.
Yes.
Absolute kiss of death.
Okay, so let me get this straight because you kind of said a few things there.
Yeah.
Do you want me to
bag them out?
You want me to barrack for the opposite of what we
go
want.
Go for the Suns. Suns are good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get a tattoo of the Suns.
Yeah.
Just calm down.
You got 100% commit.
Calm down.
I want you to come to the Lions games with me.
Okay.
But not
and go for the other team.
Okay. 100%. Okay. So when the Lions play Collingwood, wear a Collingwood jumper.
Yes.
Oh, you've got it.
Okay.
It's not that
you've
hard.
Got it.
Okay.
You've got it. If you want, you can get a sticker of another radio station on your car.
Okay. All of the other ones.
One of their t-shirts, one of their hats.
I feel like though the power is through the broadcast of it. Once it's been broadcast to the people, that's when it happens.
Okay.
So maybe I just make some statements.
Make some. Here we go.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. And if anyone needs anything, yeah, the producer's
very confused or gets okay, here we go.
I think this year New South Wales will whitewash Queensland in the Origin. It'll be a 3-straight whitewash from New South Wales.
Stand by that. That must have been hard to say.
Oh, like a little bit of vomit. But
it's okay because ironically, you are supporting Queensland.
Okay. Nova and 97.3 will be the best radio stations in Brisbane ratings this year.
That hurt.
Dual number one? Would you say?
Who knows?
Either you know or you don't. Would you back him for that?
Yeah, yes.
Of course you would.
Yeah.
Of course you would.
Oh, this feels...
Of course you would.
I feel so dirty.
Can you just do one more for the AFL for me?
What do you...
I combine it with who you reckon's going to win the finals for NRL and AFL.
I reckon this year that the Adelaide Crows will win...
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The AFL Grand Final.
God, it's going to be a different world out there, isn't it?
Yep, yep. And here's one on a personal level. Okay. I reckon that this year is going to be the best year for everyone in our team's relationships. Your relation.
Wait, everyone's going to get divorced. Hang on. Did you do that? It's out there. Oh my God. Now we're all going to break up. We're all going to break up. No, what was I meant to say? That we're all getting divorced. This year.
The damage is done.
The damage is done.
So now someone's going to be breaking up with us.
We're all going to be single, and all the other radio stations are going to be above us. Well done, kiss of death.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's do it better again. Who's going to get divorced? Remember when we did that? That was fun.
Everyone knows it would be me before anyone else.
Stab
Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
I was in at the office here at work last night because I was hosting the AFLW, the Brisbane Lions launch last night that was here. So it's a bit of a different time, and I can tell you it's a different vibe being here than when we get here at, you know, 4:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So it was 6:30 at night, right?
Yeah.
And I was sitting at my desk and I could hear the girl behind me, and someone said, oh, what are you doing? And she goes, oh, I don't know. I'm just waiting. Maybe we'll go for dinner tonight. My husband. I was like, oh, my God.
What?
Maybe they'll just go for dinner.
Mm.
And they don't know if they're going for dinner in the city. They might just go for dinner.
Mm.
And they're just going out on a Thursday night.
Because they can.
And it just sounded so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there and I thought, at what point did I lose just doing things spontaneous? And it's not kids. You can't blame kids.
Oh.
But there is a certain point in your life when you give up being spontaneous. When's the last time we ever said, let's just go for lunch? Yeah, today? No worries, let's do it. We don't. We book things in.
Yeah, we do. Whenever we want to catch up on a weekend for like a barbecue, it usually takes us about 3 months to pick a date.
3 months in advance. You've already sent an invite for your son for his birthday, and rightly so. That's what happened.
But I can't make that,
point,
by the way.
When did we get so...
Kids. It is kids. It's completely kids.
I don't think... And everyone was just so cool. Like, they just do things. And she's like, I might just have high tea the next day.
I picked Parente up, our internet guy, to go see a movie on Tuesday night. And I said, what have you done today? He goes, I'm not going to lie. Had a 45-minute nap. He just woke me up. I was like, what?
Yeah.
You could nap if you want to.
No, you can't.
Why?
Because Rory was at home. I can't nap when my kid's at home.
She's at school. That's the whole thing. You can. This is my thing.
6 o'clock
at
night.
Do it.
She's not at night school.
You can do it during
the day. No, you can't. You can't.
No, you think you can't. This is the whole thing. You think you can't because you get obsessed with being busy and we like to plan, but we could still be spontaneous. I went home and I was like, I know it's not Friday and Friday's a lock-in night, but this is tonight. Spontaneous.
Yeah, but it's, yeah.
It felt good being spontaneous, and I just think we should do it. So I'm just going to randomly throw it on you guys sometime. Like, hey, let's go for a drink.
Okay, cool. I mean, as long as
it's
you...
when I know when I'm free.
Yeah, exactly.
Check with my wife. Yeah. That's the other thing. I've realised that I won't do anything now without checking with Esther first. And, you know, mates won't go, oh, whipped, whatever. It's not because Esther will say no. It's just I know there's probably something else already written on the calendar, so you just got to check. And I have no fear of saying, nah, my wife said no. And once you've accepted that you've become a loser...
You can't say your wife said no.
Why?
Because that makes her... That's like she's saying that she won't let you out.
Nah, Scotty will say that. Mrs. said can't. Busy.
Yeah, and that's what
like,
I said.
You've got
what
the whole calendar.
Yeah, and it's ball like, and chain.
Yeah. Mrs. put her foot down. But the whole calendar's just filled up. And I just don't know when everyone... It became like that. Is there a point where you give up on everything and you just become scheduled and it's stressful and you plan everything to the last minute? And I just go, there's no reason why you can't just go, we should just do something. We could just go for lunch. And I know you say you can't, but you can because school pickups until 2:30.
Can't do lunch today. I got training.
Everything's planned.
You know what else happens around that time of when you hit that point in your life?
Yeah.
You start doing things because they're more convenient. You get more convenient haircuts.
Yes.
You get sensible shoes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You get clothes that can be either work attire or weekend attire. That's what you become.
And then you book in events 2 months in advance, and when it gets to it, you hope that person will cancel.
It's true.
What do you want from us?
Just think, like, does it not stress you out? Like, this person.
Because I know where I'm supposed to be at any given time.
I think for men it's different.
She just sounded so cool. She just didn't know what she was going to do tonight.
How old was she?
She, I don't know.
Like, young.
Is she 30?
You could just like, is she young?
Lauren.
Oh, Loza. Was it her?
Yeah.
Yeah, they always do cool stuff.
They do, don't yeah, they? They're her a husband, cool they're, couple.
They don't have kids. He works in the mines. They
no,
got
he's back
lots
here
of,
now.
Yeah, but he's still on mine money. I'm jealous of him. Every like Wednesday, he goes to golf, her husband.
Look, she's just spontaneously walked into the studio.
Lauren. You know what? We do hate you and you're...
You're just cool and you're spontaneous and stuff, aren't you?
Oh, look, it's my husband. He is fabulous.
Yes. Did you just go out for lunch, dinner last night?
We did, and I didn't know we were going to. I was, getting ready to finish up work and head on the train, and my husband goes, no, meet me in the city.
Where'd you go?
We went to this cute little, it's like a beer bar place. I've never been to it. It's like in the middle of the city.
You went to a place you've never been before?
That's what they do. Was it busy?
No, it wasn't, but it was like super cute. I reckon it'll get good. Quite good on a Friday.
What time did you get home?
Like that. Around nine.
What did you do when you got home? What'd you do?
You don't want to know about that spontaneity, Matt. Yeah.
They don't have lock-in dates, Matthew. Oh, see? Just be good. Spontaneous. Say to your wife, we'll take you out for lunch today.
I'm going to. I'm going to take my wife out to dinner tonight, so can someone look after my kids?
Abby will. She wants you to be spontaneous.
Book a babysitter.
She got nothing on.
This is the whole thing.
She's got nothing on.
There is an app now. You can book a babysitter last minute. It's just that you don't want to.
What are you doing tonight? What are you doing?
She doesn't know.
Look, I don't know. She doesn't know. Yes. We're spontaneous. We're spontaneous.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Hey, that's the podcast, everyone. Go out there and do something spontaneous. Enjoy yourself.
That's as spontaneous as I can be
like
in here.
It's like a good spontaneous thing. You're not liking it, are you? You're not liking the spontaneous thing?
No, I'm loving the spontaneous thing.
Oh, out of it, man.
It's so good.
Said with so much passion.
Thanks.
Alrighty. Yes. Later.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.